This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. North Korea has fired its first intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, since displaying its largest show of ICBMs during a late-night military parade last week. Tokyo said the missile landed within Japan's exclusive economic zone. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida denounced the launch as an outrageous act that escalates provocations against the international community. Top diplomats from the U.S., Japan, and South Korea met to discuss the matter in Munich, where they were attending an international security conference. Here's what U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters afterward.
We have been very clear that our commitment to the security of our close allies and partners, South Korea and Japan, is ironclad.
And South Korea's top diplomat, Park Jin.
ROK-U.S. alliance will be ironclad, extended deterrence will be strengthened, and ROK-U.S.-Japan security cooperation will be deepened. North Korea will face more severe sanctions by the international community. Pyongyang will gain nothing from its provocations.
China's top diplomat has renewed Beijing's criticism of the United States for shooting down what Washington says was a Chinese spy balloon, arguing that the move doesn't point to U.S. strength. Beijing insists the white orb shot down off the Carolina coast was just an errant civilian airship used mainly for weather research, and that the airship went off course due to winds and had only limited, quote, self-steering capabilities. Vice President Kamala Harris, a former prosecutor, has told the Munich Security Conference that the Biden administration has formally concluded that Russia has committed crimes against humanity during its nearly year-long invasion of Ukraine. The official determination came at the end of a legal analysis by the U.S. State Department. This is VOA News. The death toll from the massive earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria is expected to rise dramatically, with 345,000 apartments in Turkey now known to have been destroyed and many people still missing. Reuters' Trevor Coral reports.
Rescuers pulled three people out from under a mountain of rubble on Saturday, 12 days after a massive earthquake struck Turkey and Syria. This man, pinned beneath the wreckage, as well as his wife and child, were found alive in the collapsed building in Hatay, the southernmost province of Turkey. The rescue team said the father and mother survived, but the child later died of dehydration. An older sister and a twin did not make it. More than 46,000 people have been killed in the earthquake. The toll is expected to soar, with some 345,000 apartments in Turkey now known to have been destroyed, and many are still missing.
Reuters' Trevor Coral reporting. The Islamic State group launched a deadly attack in Syria, killing more than 50 people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the attack near the central town of Sukna, targeting a Syrian army checkpoint and people collecting wild truffles nearby, was the deadliest by the extremist group so far this year. The observatory, which tracks Syria's conflict, said the IS gunman took advantage of the chaos the February 6th earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria caused to carry out their deadly attack. The attention in Syria has been mostly focused on the quake over the past 2 weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The voice of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky saying most of Ukraine has power despite a series of major Russian attacks on the generating system. He praised the work done by repair crews in his nightly address to the nation on Saturday. Russia has carried out repeated waves of attacks on key infrastructure in recent months, at times leaving millions of people without light, heating or water supplies. He said this is yet another confirmation of our resilience, the strength of Ukraine. The one major exception is the southern port city of Odessa, where protective outages are still in force to help protect generating facilities harmed by earlier attacks. And Bulgarian prosecutors have charged six people with human trafficking after 18 Afghan migrants were found dead on Friday inside a truck dumped on a dirt road near the capital, Sofia. Prosecutors said the truck was abandoned near the village of Lukorsko after the driver and his companion found many of the 52 migrants in the hidden compartments of the truck were dizzy and some had already died. Marissa Melton, VOA News.